This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. As we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios for all your plumbing needs, check out GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. The right lane today. The NBA Board of Governors approved with only one team voting against. That was the Portland Trail Blazers because they apparently wanted a 20-team format and not a 22-team format. For the NBA to come back, we will get you all the important dates on that momentarily. The biggest one that you need to know, July 31st. Will be the beginning of the NBA season. What are you most looking forward to with the NBA coming back? That is the right lane if you want to jump aboard on that one. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. The left lane is about the Packers video that they put up today. I will play that for you as well coming up momentarily. And the question to that one is, does this impact the Packers for better or worse going forward? And then there is the return lane, which is what we've been talking about for the last hour. Do you buy Drew Brees' apology after his comments yesterday about he refuses to kneel during the national anthem because of his relatives that fought in World War and so forth? Those are the three lanes we want to jump aboard. 414-799-1250. Yes, Gary?
Do you have the Drew Brees so-called apology, not apology there?
Yes, I believe I do. 1 second here.
He's splicing it up, Garrett.
I'm not splicing it up. I just got to call it up on the internet. Yes, I have it. Correct. Yes.
Can you read the so-called apology, not the apology, please?
You want me to read the whole thing?
I'm confused.
Well,
it's kind of long.
It wasn't an apology.
It's kind of long, but
right. Well, give me what you say is not an apology.
Just find me where he says that it's changed his opinion about kneeling, or now it's not about the national anthem. It's about police brutality. Show me that part in here where he mentions police brutality. Or anything else other than that.
Well, what did he say then?
He just said that he should have talked more about the cause of George Floyd and the plight of African Americans, and that was pretty much the extent of it. Here, I stand with the black community in the fight against systematic race injustice. Oh, there you go. And police brutality, and support the creation of real policy change that will make a difference. I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place throughout our black communities and still exist today. I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for the equality or to truly understand the struggles and plight of the black community. I recognize that I am part of the solution to be a leader for the black community in this movement. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes and fight for what is right. I have always, in capital letters, been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should do less talking and more listening. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I'm very sorry, and I ask your forgiveness.
Hey, Drew, next time, give him some blood.
That's not all of it, but that's the second paragraph of
give
it.
Give him
right,
some
that's
blood.
What I was trying to get to.
That's the second paragraph of it. So there you go.
It is. So in order for us to move forward, right, I mean, and that's the problem. And Leroy is right, you know, and when he said, you know, listen, in order for us to move forward, yeah, he asked for your forgiveness. He asked for your apology. I mean, that's like a little bit like Josh Hader when all that stuff came out about Josh Hader.
Exactly.
I think it was in high school. And Lorenzo Cain said, I got your back because I know who Josh Hader is. Yeah, he might have been that way, but that's not who he is now. Well, Drew Brees is going to have an opportunity to prove that. He said it with his words. But, boy, he has to back it up with his action. And we have yet to see that. But you can't. But if a guy's apologizing to you, Steve, you can't just say, no, I'm not going to listen to this, who he is, and close it off. Because I think, in my opinion, that's why we are where we are now.
Nobody listened.
Did you look at the comments under his Instagram post, his apology? The first one, you could have kept this scripted apology. It's funny because if that's how you truly feel, you don't owe an apology to anyone. Let's see here. The next one. You didn't need to apologize for your feelings. They are yours. You don't have to feel the way other people want you to feel, just as they don't have to agree with you. My question is, where were all these other players that were behind Colin Kaepernick movement 5 years ago when they were standing up all but the five that were taking a knee with him? But say all this time they had his back. Your feeling are yours. You want to tell people you're sorry because they are hurting is truly understandable. I hear you. The world is sorry, but be true to yourself and your feelings. People just don't believe this, dude. I mean, as you go, there's a lot of swearing out. A lot of blank yous and all this other stuff. Scumbags
that's why people are calling them.
That's their right.
Woo.
That's okay. That's
the first time I've looked at his comments. My goodness. People are
his teammates,
angry.
The people he got to see in the locker room, for the most part, forgive
him.
Well,
Malcolm Jenkins is one of them. And Malcolm Jenkins said this.
Michael Thomas, too?
Drew Brees, if you don't understand how hurtful, how insensitive your comments are, you are part of the problem. To think that because your grandfathers served in this country and you have a great respect for the flag, that everybody else should have the same ideals and thoughts that you do is ridiculous. And it shows that you don't know history. Because when our grandfathers fought for this country and served, and they came back, they didn't come back to a hero's welcome. They came back and got attacked for wearing their uniforms. They came back to people, to racism, to complete violence. And then here we are in 2020 with the whole country on fire, everybody witnessing a black man dying just in cold blood for everybody to see. The whole country is on fire. And the first thing that you do is criticize one's peaceful protest. That was years ago when we were trying to signal a sign for help and signal for our allies and our white brothers and sisters, the people we consider to be friends, to get involved. It was ignored. And here we are now with the world on fire, and you still continue to first criticize how we peacefully protest because it doesn't fit in what you do and your beliefs, without ever acknowledging that a fact that a man was murdered at the hands of police in front of us all, and that it has been continuing for centuries, that the same brothers that you break the huddle down with before every single game, the same guys that you bleed with and go on a battle with every single day, go home to communities that have been decimated.
That's Malcolm Jenkins. That was yesterday after Drew Brees said what he said. Malcolm Jenkins tearing up, and crying, and now a teammate of Drew Brees in New Orleans.
Who was the guy that was on this morning, Steve?
DeMario Davis. He is a linebacker for the Saints. He was on CNN, and he accepted Drew Brees' apology. This is DeMario Davis from CNN.
I think that is a form of true leadership, and I would say it because that's taking ownership. What we had hoped the first time was that Drew would elaborate more on racism and the sentiments of the black community. And he admitted he missed the mark. So for him to come out and say, you know, I missed the mark, I've been insensitive, But what I'm going to start doing is listening and learning from the Black community and finding ways that I can help them. I think that's a model for all of America, because historically, most of America has missed the mark and not hearing the cries. These aren't new cries that are coming out on behalf of the Black community. I mean, the Black community been crying for a long time. Now it's turned into a global outcry.
It has turned into a global outcry. He's right about that. Okay, so that's the return lane. You buy Drew Brees' apology. Now let's get back to the other two lanes. The right lane, and the NBA has approved the 22-team format to resume the season. Board of Governors did. Now they still got to get the Players Association on board. Bye-bye. All accords. Everybody's been on board with this thing throughout the process. What are you most looking forward to with the NBA coming back, Leroy Butler?
I want to see Giannis smile. I want to see LeBron James smile. I want to see the squeaking of the tennis shoes. I want to see guys just interacting. I think that's what these guys missed, the kind of strategizing. I mean, the NBA, I mean, they don't have a uniform, I mean, helmets and nothing. You can see these guys' expressions. I mean, that's been missed for 3 months, it seemed like. And that's what I'm looking forward to. The dunks and all that, the three-point shooting, all that's going to come. But when I see these guys smiling, that's going to be as close to normal as you're going to get. Because when they see it's an empty stadium, they're going to feel a type of a way. But they're supposed to be laser-focused to do their job, and I think they will. So I'm just looking forward to the interaction. I mean, when you know a guy dunks and they jump up and chest bump and, you know, stuff like that, the mean mugging that Giannis does or LeBron does, that's the stuff I can't wait to see.
And the left lane is, does the Packers video impact the Packers for better or worse? We'll play that for you coming up after the break. I'm going to get a call in here, and then we'll get to a quick time out. Ram on the north side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Gary and Leroy? I'm just going to take it back. I heard Leroy on Bill Michaels' show. And the problem with the comment is always the timing. And, you know, that he should have kept that to himself, I mean, if he felt that way. And I say anything, you know, just because the mic is in front of you, he should have said it. And then what Sparky always say, with social media, the athlete entertainer is much closer to the fan base, like within seconds. You know, something can travel around the world. I think it takes, like, I heard for a tweet, like 65 seconds, you know, that it can travel around. And people are like, what?
And it's viral. And,
right. Oh, man, yeah.
Yep.
And we have to be, and in America, I would say going, we can go back to the OJ trial this forward, it's always been divided on these issues when it comes down to black and white. And the problem I had with the media, other than like when Gary just comes straight forward and put his foot down, and Leroy, most people is complicit. Maybe their jobs be on the line, or maybe they told what not to say, what to say. But it's not like it's invisible that people don't see it, because people are very sensitive to it too. You know, I think he should just kept that to himself. You know, if you're in your backyard, you're having a cookout, you're having a conversation, the majority white folks, or majority black, you say that, okay, that's fine. You know, somebody got their phone on filming it, you know. But other than that, yeah, maybe it was comments like that. He should keep that to himself.
Ram, thank you so much for the call. Right. Ram on the north side checking in. We'll continue on. Great Lakes Dragway, pick
a lane.
Well, I
forgot to tell Ram I'm going to dunk on him in 2024. I'll tell him next time.
You're going to be able to dunk in 2024?
That's the next time I'm going to be outside.
Can you dunk in general?
I dunk Gary's rim. We lowered it to like 7.5, but I dunked it.
Dunked it.
I think would want to see a video of even you doing that. I think at this point, that's still impressive though. 7.5 feet at 65 years old.
How can I look like 6 feet?
Yeah. All right. So
like Shaq.
Great Lakes Dragway.
Like 6'5". Dunk it.
Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane continues coming up next. If you want to hop aboard, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Warm summer weather is here. The weekend conditions are perfect for firing up the grill at the end of the day with all of our meats you love from Robert's Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all of your favorites for outdoor cooking, from all-natural chicken, pork ribs and shoulders, all your favorite steaks and beef briskets, plus several types of handmade sausages like the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar, or the Al Capone Italian sausage with all the awesome ingredients of the Al Capone roast. Nothing goes better at the end of the day than serving up some of their legendary ribs on a stick and marinated chicken skewers ready for the grill. Visit them in Waukesha or call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. That's 262-549-MEAT for the best selection
and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, including their new honey bourbon flavor, the ideal snack treat. Visit their website right now, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Great Lakes Raceway, pick a lane. Beautiful weather outside. Take advantage. Spend some time outside. Go down to Great Lakes Raceway in Union Grove. Go race your car there. Not on the city streets, please. GreatLakesDragaway.com. Affordable family fun at Great Lakes Raceway in Union Grove. Mike Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm going to ride the coattails of my take yesterday when you're talking about sports stars. You know, given their opinions. If you're a big sports star, you have to really choose your words carefully. Or they will, if they don't agree, they'll crucify you. And then my question is, tonight on Channel 49, Denver, Packers, Super Bowl.
Ain't nobody
any watchers in the room over there?
What's your next take you got?
Bye, Mike.
That's two of them. What's
bye,
your
Mike.
Next one?
Oh, he's gone. Gary said bye, Mike.
Yeah. Bye, Mike. Yeah. Bye, Mike. Yeah. Come on, man.
Who you got?
We full throttle here, Mike. Come on. Who you got, Steve?
All right. So we're doing Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane. The right lane, the NBA has approved the 22-team format to resume the season. What are you most looking forward to with the NBA coming back? The left lane is the Packers video they put out. Does this impact the Packers for better or worse? If you have not seen the video, I can't show it to you through the radio, but we can play the sound of the video. And these are a lot of different Packer players involved in this video. So Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Billy Turner, David Bakhtiari, some of them. There's a bunch of guys all involved in this. And we heard earlier from Mason Crosby, who's on the Pat McAfee show earlier today, that Rodgers is one, pretty much the one that scripted this whole thing out that all these guys read from to help put the video together. So this is the video titled Enough is Enough. The Green Bay Packers organization put out today on social media.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a human.
Tired. Frustrated.
Heartbroken. Disappointed.
Distraught. Disgusted. Disgusted.
The inhumane murder of George Floyd has become a far too common image in America.
We're here today to say, no more.
No more.
Enough.
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 Enough is enough.
People who look like me should not be afraid around law enforcement.
I'm human, just like all of you. My blood is red, my heart pumps that blood. I'm a human too.
I believe the issue to be systemic. And because it's systemic, we all can play a part in fixing this.
We need structural reform, not only from the community, from law enforcement in a collaborative way.
Antiquated laws and legislation needs to be amended or repealed, especially those that are prejudicially biased to people of color.
Racism is taught and learned. It's not something you're born with. Let's do a better job of educating our youth and the younger people behind us.
We come up with real solutions to make significant change. The right actions speak a lot louder than the right words.
We stand united against racism.
Against police brutality.
We stand against a broken system.
Against oppression.
Against injustice.
Injustice. We stand against injustice.
We ask that you commit to listening with an open heart.
It's time we all educate ourselves and put action to words.
It's time for a change.
For change.
It is time for change.
It is time for change.
It's time for change.
It is time for change.
All right, so there is the Packers video, Enough is Enough, and we were talking about this earlier, whether or not this impacts the Packers for better or worse. Because obviously, you know, from a fan standpoint, Gary Ellerson, that there are going to be some fans that are going to be all upset about this and all in arms about this that aren't on board with this whole movement one way or the other. But the difference between them and, say, the Jacksonville Jaguars is if people do say, ah, to hell with it, I'm done with my season tickets, they got a waiting list a mile long. They got merchandise sales through the roof and everything else. So if they do lose people from this, it's just, it's not end of the world stuff. They are going with the belief that they have as an organization. And if there are people that don't get down with it and don't want to go that same way and want to root for somebody else because of it, so be it. And I think the Packers are fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, they might be if that's what they're saying. I don't know if that's what you're saying. I mean, I don't know if that's what your true feelings are, but I mean,
my feelings. I'm just telling you what I think, that there are some people that are going to be mad about this that aren't down with this whole movement one way or the other. You know it. You see it on Twitter all the time.
Will you be, or no?
Why would I be? I've been supportive of Kaepernick the whole time and everything else going on. No, I think it's a great deal. I tweeted out earlier today.
Will it hurt the Packers, you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to lose some people for sure. But I don't think it's good. But that's what I mean. I don't think it's going to hurt them because they're so deep in fan base and everything else. Hey, them, the Cowboys, the Steelers. I mean, there are so many fan bases that they can lose, 50,000 people or whatever from a fan base, and it ain't going to touch them. Other fan bases don't even have 50,000, like the Jaguars probably. You go, lose enough people there, it would make a dent in you. But because of this organization and what it means to everybody and all the people are on board with it, I don't think it makes a dent in it from that perspective.
I'm confused. If everybody heard exactly what you just played, what angle that they don't like?
I think there's I think there are people, again, just based on social media and so forth, that think this whole thing is overplayed and everybody should go back to doing their jobs and move on in life. I mean, I saw some dude.
If you're okay with that, it don't bother you what you saw with George Young.
George Floyd?
Floyd, yeah. Yeah, I'm just so wound up. Hot. This is for change. If it's systemic, racism.
I'm getting closer to 6 o'clock, Gary. Leroy started to lose on a talk.
Yeah, you've been talking a lot today too.
Getting tired.
What he did to Bill Michaels show. He come to do a. He get diarrhea. We've been talking a lot today.
Y'all
man.
So mean, man. I can't wait to hear from John.
He been
John
on Twitter
Michael,
all day too. He's gonna be on Twitter all day. He ready to change it up, Steve.
Yeah, man.
I'm done, man.
You might need to get some sleep, man. I don't know.
Y'all can stop bullying me.
I'm telling you, all this stuff draining, man. This whole thing we're going through right now is draining, man. But I tell you this, Steve, and I made firm on this, though, because in order for us to come together, man, you're going to have to forgive it. You're going to have to forgive us. You're going to have to forgive some people some crazy stuff, some wrongdoing if they say they're sorry. But now they got to prove it, though, at the end of the day. But in order, you're going to have to prove it. I mean, and I throw this back out there again. I mean, that Jake Fromm came out and said some stupid stuff to white privilege.
That was crazy.
I mean, he did.
He said only white
release
your own guns.
Yeah, and so I mean, a lot of
he apologized though.
Yeah, of course. And then now you gotta go with it at that. But you gotta prove it. You just can't take the word. Then you gotta prove it, folks. You gotta allow folks to change. Right? I mean, I just think you do.
I agree.
Because we make mistakes.
Sure.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick made a mistake in the quest of what he was doing. But you got to allow folks to change. You got to see the change. And if they don't, then you move on.
All right, coming up next, we will talk with John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. The Badgers have been hot and have bringing in, getting some commits from recruits, and they're nowhere near done as of yet. So they got some big-name recruits still on the line. They may have a chance. We'll talk to John McNamara next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, an update from CBS News. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Sam Schmitz, other side of the glass with you, joining us now on BadgerBlitz.com and the Rivals Network. He is John McNamara. John, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
No, but the Badgers, Badgers football team has been active, John McNamara, securing up a couple of oral commitments from a couple different players here in the last couple of weeks. Let's get everybody updated.
Yeah, I guess the first domino fell when they picked up a commitment from Jack Poo. He's a three-star tight end from Ohio. Really came down to Wisconsin and Penn State for him. He ended up committing to Wisconsin. And then you saw, you know, if you follow recruiting on social media, some of the, you know, Badger signals or the Bat signals come out. You know, then Wisconsin went and got Michael Jarvis, a kid from New Jersey, you know, about 6'5", 250 pounds. We have him just as a two-star kid right now, but, you know, he had a really healthy offer list. Florida State came in with an offer. I don't know if any of you guys know about Florida State in that room right
now.
Never
heard of it.
Nebraska came in with an offer. So, you know, there's looks like there's going to be some other, you know, players that are pretty close to their decisions as well. TJ Bowler is a four-star kid from Iowa. You know, he's probably getting ready to make his decision, and Wisconsin's out in front for him. And then Ricardo Hallman, a four-star kid from down in Florida, Wisconsin is, you know, pretty much out in front for him as well. So there's not a whole lot going on in the world of sports, but recruiting has been pretty solid, you know, throughout the winter and into the spring right now.
How does that class look? How would you classify as one of their better classes that you've seen here in the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's a pretty strong class. Headlined by the in-state kids. You know, Gary, I know you know about Hunter Waller, the kid from Muskego.
Yeah.
You know, his recruitment essentially came down to Wisconsin and Ohio State. And, you know, Ohio State made him a huge priority in this 2021 class. And, you know, right now the Buckeyes have the number one class in the nation. So they're recruiting at an elite level. So, you know, keeping him inside the state was huge. J.P. Benshaw is another kid from inside the state that they wrapped up from Grafton. So, you know, those are two big pieces from inside the state. But, you know, what they've been able to do recently, you know, like we talked about, you know, with Jarvis, with, you know, Daryl Peterson, another three-star kid who they just got to commit. He chose Wisconsin essentially over Alabama and West Virginia. So this is a strong class. I think the biggest question is, you know, can this class beat the 2020 class, which just signed for them, you know, in terms of, you know, the highest rated recruiting class for Wisconsin.
Yeah, John, how was how were they doing these virtual tours and like keeping these kids interested and like seeing the campus to like keep up with all the COVID-19 thing? How were they even, it would just seem like it was a struggle for kids to even stay connected. And I know they had some graduations delayed all over for high school. How were they even able to stay connected?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, on-campus visits essentially shut down in mid-March. So, you know, Wisconsin and, just every other school in the country hasn't been able to host prospects for, you know, unofficial visits. And now that we're, you know, getting closer to the summer for official visits, and the NCAA came out, you know, about a month ago and said June is going to be wiped out for visits. And they came out recently and said July is going to be wiped out for visits. So, you know, with that, coaching staffs had to get, you know, kind of creative. And you've heard from kids, you know, I've talked to kids who have taken these virtual visits, which, you know, essentially you're trying to bring the campus to them. You know, a guy like Michael Jarvis, he hasn't visited Wisconsin yet, but he committed after taking that virtual visit. Ricardo Hallman, the kid from Florida, is kind of in the same boat. They've been trying to get him on campus since March. He hasn't been able to. He recently went on a virtual visit, and I talked to him about it, and, you know, now he's kind of getting ready to potentially make a decision. So, you know, it's nice. Something that all the college football staffs across the country have had to navigate. You know, it's kind of uncharted waters right now. So I guess virtual visit is kind of the buzzword that you've heard around the world of recruiting, where, you know, staffs are doing everything they can to bring the campus to them just virtually.
You know, I want to talk about
that works. I'm real quick to you. I guess if people meet, they date their wives online and dating online, you can recruit online. Go ahead, Steve.
I suppose so.
Go ahead, Steve. Ask your question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. TJ Bowlers. So let's talk about him, because Peterson, the kid that you mentioned that they got already, has said he's 100% in on getting TJ Bowlers to come as well. And this kid, I think, might be the jewel of this recruiting class if they're able to get him. Tell everybody about TJ Bowlers and who wants him.
Yeah, you talked about Daryl Peterson. Him and TJ Bowlers visited Wisconsin on March 1st, and, you know, those two have kind of, you know, created a bond since then, been pretty close since then. You know, they have similar offer sheets. You know, Alabama's offered both prospects, and I think there's a real strong desire that for those two to play together at the next level. And that's a big reason why I think Wisconsin probably comes out on top. But, you know, similar recruitments, but also similar in terms of where they project. You know, just kind of those edge guys where Wisconsin's going to let them maybe start at outside linebacker, but maybe they grow into the defensive end. But, yeah, I mean, Bowler's a big four-star kid from Iowa. Obviously had offers from those two in-state schools. Alabama, a lot of schools on the West Coast. So, you know, he's a big time prospect. And if Wisconsin's able to land him, which I think they will, you're going to see, you know, take another big boost in those recruiting rankings.
Hey.
So he's probably their top overall target right now, regardless of position.
As he should be. John McNamara of BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. One other thing here. We always used to make fun for years of, oh, boy, they got a kid away from Western Michigan. Oh, boy, they got a kid away from Western Illinois. Boy, look at the Badgers recruiting out there on the trail. But now all of a sudden, I mean, you're taking kids from Alabama. Peterson had a sit-down with Nick Saban on his visit. Saban obviously wanted him if he's having a sit-down with the kid, I would think, at that point. This is starting to be a little bit more impressive. And I know I'm getting my hopes up, Gary, so don't smash them. But I'm starting to get my hopes up again, McNamara.
Well, you know, I know that you like to talk about, you know, what does Wisconsin need to do to take that next step,
yes,
to be in the national,
yes,
title,
yeah,
conversation. And, I mean, these are the recruiting battles that you have to look at. Even dating back to last year, you know, a guy like Cam Large, the tight end that they got, his top four was Wisconsin, Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama. And, you know, those were all legit offers. He took, nice, official visits to all those schools. You know, you look in this class, we talked about Wohler, who essentially chose Wisconsin over Ohio State. You know, Darryl Peterson, Wisconsin over Alabama. And you don't say that a whole lot, but, you know, Alabama wanted him. They would have accepted a commitment from him. And now Bowler's, you know, it's kind of the same boat. Right now, you know, it's Wisconsin, Alabama, Penn State, Iowa State's kind of the dark horse there. But, you know, if you want to contend for national titles, these are the type of recruiting battles that you have to win. And I think it starts with Wisconsin establishing relationships early with these guys. I mean, that's kind of the common theme. You know, Wisconsin was in there as one of the first schools. Then that wave of big-time offers hit, but they still felt comfortable with Wisconsin. You know, even dating back to the 2019 class with Graham Mertz and Logan Brown, very similar situations where Wisconsin got out front and was able to hold off the national powers, you know, after they committed. So, you know, long story short, like you said, Sparky, it has been an uptick in recruiting in terms of beating out, you know, quote-unquote elite programs, Ohio State, you know, Alabama, for some of these kids that Wisconsin has in these classes.
So they're not looking right now, actually looking for a quarterback yet, are they, in recruiting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a kid committed right now. They got a really early commitment from him, Deacon Hill. You know, big 6'4", about 230-pound kid from California. Wisconsin was out in front pretty early for him, and he's been rock solid to the Badgers ever since. So, you know, he's got a little bit of Ben Roethlisberger in him in terms of just a big, strong guy with a big live arm. You know, definitely not a guy he's going to get a whole lot done with his feet. But, you know, if you trust John Budmeyer's, you know, evaluation early in the process, just like he had with Graham Mertz, just like he had with Jack Cohn, I think fans are going to get excited about Deacon Hill as well, even though I know everyone likes to talk about Graham Mertz.
That's all I want to talk about personally. But that's okay, I won't. For me, how do they match up right now against the rest of the Big Ten at this point? The Ohio States, obviously, the Penn States, the Michigans. How do they match up against them so far recruiting?
Well, recruiting-wise, you know, Ohio State is really just in a league of its own right,
yep,
now. You know, they have 19, I'm looking at it right now, 19 commitments already in this 2021 class. Three five-star kids, 12 four-star kids, and the rest are three-stars. So, you know, you look at the cream of the crop, and it's really Ohio State and everyone else right now. So, you know, they're ahead of the pack. I think, you know, kind of the next tier is, you know, Michigan and Penn State. And I think Wisconsin, you know, they're probably in that conversation as well in terms of, you know, recruiting and the battles that you're getting in and guys that you're, you know, locking up. So, you know, Ohio State, a league of its own. Penn State, you know, not everyone talks about Penn State, but they recruit at a very, very high level. Yep. You know, they racked up about three or four kids that Wisconsin had as top targets in this 2021 class. Like I said, Michigan's kind of up there as well. And then I think Wisconsin's kind of in that same conversation.
I like being in the second tier. I'm okay with that. John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com, all the latest and greatest stuff. They're part of the Rivals Network. Everybody check it out. Follow them on Twitter as well. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
You bet. You take care. There he is, John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com. All right, coming.
I like J-Mac. He's a great guy.
Yeah, man. I like J-Mac, too. Now, about Florida State, Leroy.
Oh, Jesus. They got problems.
What's going on, man? You just got a new coach. You already got problems.
They fixed it. Again, about accepting people's apologies. Right, yeah, they did. They fixed it. Right. They've sat down and talked. Everybody's on the same page.
So did he lie about it or what?
Mike Norvell, the head coach.
Well, they met afterwards and got it straightened out. But before, no, they did not meet. He did not talk to everybody. But shortly after that, once the smoke came, okay, let's fix it. And they apologized, as men do, and they're moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to make him a better coach. Because now everybody trusts everybody.
When are y'all going to stop having negative stuff in the headlines, man?
I mean, you know what?
He don't really know. He was being one of these things that he's going to do. I'm going to address it with my team. He kind of misspoke when he talked and said he did it already. So it's semantics, really.
You know what? It's like, here's the thing.
He'll
though,
be with, fine. He's only 38.
With a lot of these programs. I mean, Florida State, national powerhouse, cuz. Right. And it's just, for the life of me, and maybe it is just coaching, but for the life of me, programs like, you know, Miami, Florida State,
Nebraska.
Florida maybe kind of coming back. Nebraska. I mean, those are big name. Michigan. I mean,
huge.
Michigan can't even really beat Wisconsin no more. I mean, it's like, I don't understand. There's something, USC, UCLA, happening in the landscape of college football where it has become just Alabama. Clemson now, because Clemson,
Ohio State,
when I was in school, nobody was going to Clemson when I was in school, cuz.
Sure
was
it.
Going to Clemson,
sure
man.
Was it. Jabbo, why you saying that? Jabbo, you getting there. Anybody
yeah,
you
nobody was going to Clemson. So, all you know, it's Alabama, Clemson,
Ohio State.
Who else? Anybody out west?
Not after Pete Carroll left USC.
No, I don't think there's anybody out west.
Well, Oregon State.
Tennessee's another big program that. I mean, you look at Johnny Majors, and he just passed away, God rest his soul.
Yeah, he did.
Man, Tennessee used to be a powerhouse, man, when I was growing up.
Fulmer, even. They were better with Philip Fulmer when he was there.
They were.
Much better.
They were a lot like Wisconsin, though, with Philip Fulmer.
Right.
It was still good for Tennessee. But I just don't know what the life of what has happened to these programs where they just can't get out of their own way right now. I mean, Florida State is not a poo-poo program. I mean, that's got a lot of history, man.
They just keep starting over. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
This young man, get his people in there, and he'll be fine. I think it's a great idea for these guys to talk like this, and now they're on solid footing.
And see, that's what really makes what Wisconsin has done even more impressive, Gary, is that while all these other programs have been trying to figure out how to get back on track again, the Badgers really haven't skipped a beat since Barry Alvarez. I mean, if the downtime was Gary Anderson, that's not too bad. That still turned out all right.
Well, they figured it out, Steve. They figured it out. Just stay true to yourself. And they're in the West. There's nobody over there but them. I mean, they kind of, in my opinion, is skewed a little bit.
Skewed.
Because there's nobody in the West over there, too. I mean, you got Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State. You got to break that up a little bit, to me.
Yep. All right. Coming.
Don't you think?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Yeah, no question. I just think that from a Wisconsin standpoint, they've come so far. I mean, if you look at the teams they were beating for recruits, and if you look at the teams they're legitimately beating for recruits now this year, and even last year to a certain degree, it seems like Paul Chris is, and these guys are starting to turn the corner a little bit. Now, well, these guys, you know, play at that level. I don't know. That Peterson kid, I read an interview with him and with Jesse Temple, and he talks about, you know, Wisconsin, you just wait. Wait till we get to about our second year and the recruiting class that comes in after us or whatever else. He goes, I want to be the one to help bring a national championship to Wisconsin. That's what
LSU
I want to do.
LSU's still going to be good. I don't know if they got a quarterback, but they still got a bunch of kids.
Oh, no doubt.
They just signed a kid out of Florida. LSU, man, they got so much. I just don't know if their quarterback is going to be like Joe Burrow. That kid was unbelievable.
And he was a transfer from Ohio State.
Right.
All right, back after this on the Wendy's Big Show coming up next, the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. And time now for the Chevy Drive Home Big Show moment.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Big Show.
I do see color. And then when people say, well, I don't see color, I don't know what that means. I don't.
We've heard that from both sides, Gary.
Tie it in. What do you mean you see color? Tie it
in. Well, when they say they don't see color, I see color. Hey, Steve is a white dude. I see that when I see him. Leroy is a black dude. When I see Leroy, I see Leroy. Right, is a black dude. I don't understand. When you say you see color, what does that make you less of? Now,
but the color don't influence how you act, though, does it?
Well, no.
Yeah, the color shouldn't dictate how you act. In other words, if I'm coming to, as Mike said, around 100 black guys, I'm scared to death. But if I'm around 100 white guys, I feel comfortable. That's wrong. You should just go to 100 people, whatever it is, there is, and you're good. If color makes you feel a type of a way, that's the reason why people protested.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
All right, there it is from earlier today. Tied in, Gary. Tied in. Hey, man, Leroy's always trying to be a good teammate and help you out, Gary.
That's my guy, man.
Always there. Hey, if you missed any part of the Wendy's Big Show today, use that rewind feature on your radio.com app. That is the best way to go about getting back to it. Or you can simply go to 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on demand. Brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. Eric Name was a guest earlier in the show, as was John McNamara, that you can just heard there in the last segment. Yes, Gary.
Steve, you know how I know it was a great show today?
How, Gary?
Leroy, you know how I know?
How?
I ain't asked Steve one time and phrase today.
What's the question?
What's the question, Steve?
Yeah, he did it. That's true. He did. Yeah, that's true. And that's very rare. It really is. It happens like once every 6 months.
Thank you to all our callers. Nice. We love all y'all.
Yeah, great callers.
And you know, it was a good show because Leroy couldn't put together a sentence by 5:30, so it was good.
Yeah, he was done.
All done. All right, that'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. Coming up next, the Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, here on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful evening. Toodles!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.